Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ancient Warfare Answers with me, Murray, your weekly dose of ancient warfare-ness. Hopefully you are having a good week. And I'm about to answer a question from an email from David Pollack from New York. So I'll get to that in a minute. First, however, of course, you can ask us a question. You can send us an email. Easiest one is murray@carvansaraypublishers.com. That would get straight to me. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. You can send us a message. You can reply to one of the videos. You can comment. However, you can get us a question, we can attempt to answer it. So, the question that we've got, of course, this time round from David is, I am researching siege warfare in late antiquity for a historical novel. And he's come across a book by Michael Bonner, which has a line which has perplexed David. And essentially it says, mines shattered a part of the walls of Jerusalem. David asks, is that right? I thought gunpowder wasn't invented until hundreds of years later. So the first thing is, this seems to be a use of the word mine that doesn't really give us the proper sense of what an ancient mine in siege warfare was. Use of the word shattered the walls, again, misleads us because it should say collapsed part of the walls. You could say shattered, the shattered by collapsing, but I think the way that that sentence is constructed completely misleads you to think that it's a modern mine in the sense that it explodes to bring down or to blow up part of the walls. That's not what ancient mines were for in ancient siege warfare. So that's going to require a little bit of exploration. The second part of David's question does raise things like Greek fire, which we have several descriptions of, going back to Aeneas Tacticus and, of course, Thucydides' description of the Siege of Delium, where it looks like the first flamethrower in existence is described, an amazing contraption, a tunnel. And he gives a very, very vivid description of that invention of the pipe, how it basically has a bellows attached and it blows this, sulfur and, charcoal mixture, which burns and cleared a part of the wall. And Aeneas Tacticus actually gives us the recipe. I'm not going to cite that to you. But it's a combination of elements, and he says it's unquenchable fire. So, he recommends that not as an attacking method, but as a defending method to throw on attacking siege engines that couldn't be put out. So that's interesting in itself. But of course, neither of those are explosive. They're burning rather than exploding. So unlike every ancient movie you've ever watched where there's burning, exploding things, that's just not the case. You know, why you would have burning catapult ammunition that goes against a stone wall is inexplicable. Into the city to burn the wooden structures, absolutely, but not firing against the stone walls where surely the flames would do nothing. But looks good on film. Anyway, that's another podcast and certainly longer than 10 minutes. So we get down to the mines. Now, of course, the mines mean that they are tunnels dug under the walls of a defending city to undermine the walls and bring them down. So certainly we have several types of ancient descriptions of exactly that happening. Now, in the first case, however, we get some records of the Romans at Fidenae and Veii when they are creating the Roman Empire in the 5th and 4th centuries BC. They don't use mines to undermine the walls. They use mines to infiltrate the city. And we seem to be told that they are dug out, but they might just be the use of natural features that may have been expanded by the diggers. The Siege of Armida in 359 AD as well, Ammianus Marcellinus, who was in the city, gives us a description of what seems to be a very similar thing, that it's a natural fissure in the rock that led down to the Tigris that had been expanded and given steps by the city, but it was still hard to get to and inaccessible. But a group of Persian archers make their way inside Armida via that method. So there certainly is infiltration via mines and mine shafts and taking advantage of the local terrain. But what we also find, of course, is the idea of mines built to undermine the walls of a defending city, not generally to bring them down, but to make the defenders think that they would be brought down very soon. So, for instance, when Philip V of Macedon is besieging the town of Prinassos, Polybius tells us that the ground was really hard and rocky, and so actually making a mine was nigh on impossible. But what he ordered his soldiers to do at night was to collect earth and throw it in front of what looked like a mine entrance, so that the defenders would think that there was mining going on despite the difficulty, and that as these piles of earth grew overnight, the defenders would think that the mine was close to being finished. And sure enough, that's how they convinced the town to surrender. There's other accounts of that, again, mostly from Polybius, the Seleucids and the Parthians doing exactly the same thing. We've got Romans using similar sorts of things with the Bar Kokhba revolt in the 2nd century AD. You've got a description in Polybius, the Roman siege of Ambracia, where you've got the idea that you would resort to mining as a first step, but as a sort of a last step. And so you would build these mines. You would conceal the shaft with wattle screens so you couldn't see exactly where there was. And then you would dig down underneath that so they basically you could get under the walls. And then we don't know from ancient methodology, but we do know from medieval methodology that what you would do is, as you built that mine shaft, you, of course, would put in wooden struts to support it. And then when it was under the wall that you wanted to collapse, you would then essentially set that with the supports, and you would then light a fire, exit. The fire would, of course, burn through all the supports, and then the tunnel would collapse and the wall above it would also collapse. So you've got that kind of method, which we think is similar to what they must have done in the ancient world, but we're not really told that that's exactly what they did in ancient sieges, but it is what they did in medieval sieges. And there's no real reason to think that the ancient sieges weren't conducted any differently. So I think that that's what's going on here with your very confusing sentence, that the mines shattering the walls is mine shafts built under the walls, which undermine the walls and bring them down and collapse them. Yes, shattering them, but that's a misleading sort of modern understanding of what a mine is. So I think that's the case. We've got, lots of accounts of sieges. And normally, of course, you don't want to destroy your enemy fortifications because you want to use them when you get inside. So the best case scenario, of course, is that you get into the city with its defenses complete. And that way you can just take it over immediately. That's exactly what happens when Belisarius takes Carthage in the 6th century AD. The Vandals haven't repaired the walls. And when Belisarius takes it, he quickly repairs the walls. When the Vandals come back and look to attack him, they're amazed that the walls are repaired and got repaired so quickly. Why didn't I think of that? Anyway, so that's that. Hope that answers your question, David. And as I said before, you, of course, can ask us a question. You can also support us on Patreon. All you have to do is go to the website, www.patreon.com/ancientwarfarepodcast. And you can support us to one of three different levels, either a legionary, an optio, or a centurion. And that can get you a copy of the magazine, either digitally or indeed in print. And I look forward to answering some more of your questions in the future. Thanks very much. Bye.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.